Hi everybody, I'm Bob. I'm a compulsive overeater. And a food addict, and grateful to be with you today. Let's start by saying I'm accepting my rock. And the reason why I'm saying I'm accepting it because it has bumps and bruises and it's not smooth. And so I thought of this and said, you know what, my rock isn't perfect, but neither am I. And the little undulations that I am feeling, they are part of me, and the obstacles that I've had to overcome over my life. So I love every part of my rock, and I love every part of myself. So I wanted to share that to start. I've been in program since November 3rd, 2003. I've been abstinent since March 11, 2004, when I joined HOW. And so it's about 6 years of abstinence by the grace of my higher power, giving away 120 pounds. So why do I still need OA? I lost 120 pounds. Well, I do. And there's no way that I can be without this program, because once I admit that, once I say that, I'm on the road to despair. So I'm hoping that if I ever say that and you hear that, that you'll jump on a plane and come to New Jersey and get me to a meeting, because that means I absolutely will be picking up and I will be 300 pounds again. I will be that 300 pound in a second. So there's no doubt about that. So while I don't have the size to show you, I do have pictures to show you, and I'm passing them around. So I guess for those who weren't here last night and haven't seen them, maybe the others can pass them along more quickly. I have just one picture on one side and then a booklet on the other. So I only have 15 minutes to recap an hour's worth of my share from last night, so I'm going to make it brief. So I encourage you to come and greet me at off times. I am an introvert, so if I don't look you in the eye, that's please don't take it personally. I do the best I can, but that's kind of part of my story, because God has led me along a fabulous path that I'm able to be up in front of you and speak today. So I am the youngest of seven. I came from a very large Italian family. And food was a way of saying I love you to my family. So when my family prepared twice as much as they really needed to feed us with, I did my best to please my family, my parents, my aunt, my aunts, uncles, grandparents, whoever it was who was cooking. I did my best to please them, because when I ate, they smiled. And when I overate, they didn't care. So I ate to excess way too often when I was younger. The problem with that is that I started gaining weight, and then my own family wasn't accepting me as I was. They said, well, maybe you need to lose some weight, maybe you need to change. And then the next holiday or the next big get-together, they wanted me to eat, you know, as much as I could again. So I was really conflicted in my mind. And I started blaming others other than myself for my weight. So that's something that I really needed to work on. Even as I came into program, I was still working on that. So when I grew up, I snacked a lot. I ate second dinners. I mean, I ate, I raided the refrigerator. There were times I did midnight convenience store runs with friends. I was the kind of guy where I'm very competitive, so what I like to do was sport eat. I would eat with my friends, and we would go out to eat, and it would be how many plates we could eat, and if you didn't eat, you would get razzed if you didn't eat and enough. So it was just the type of way that I was living, and I thought that was okay. I thought it was okay until I was alone with myself and the isolation set in. And I was a people pleaser. I was a people pleaser even the way that I ate, which was weird. You know, but I'm a person that will do anything for anybody else, and really hurt myself in the process. It's weird to have the feeling of being a people pleaser, but yet feeling useless at the same time. I don't know if you can relate to that. You know, I really don't. I'm useless, but yet all I'm doing is pleasing other people. And I found by the way you reacted to me when I did whatever I was doing, that was the way I felt that day. So I was really living my life through other people. And I'm grateful that OA has helped me find a way that I don't need to do that anymore. You know, that I can reach out to a higher power to find guidance and to what really my life is about today. So when I was a people pleaser, I figured out why, and program helped me do this, why I was doing so much people pleasing. It was because if I pleased you, if I did something for somebody else, I didn't have to deal with myself. It was a way to escape. It was a way that I could not focus on myself, but focus on somebody else so much all day long that I really didn't have to deal with my own feelings. And when I, instead of dealing with my own feelings, I would then, when I was alone, that's when I would reach for the food even more. So I had a way to even escape when I was alone, escape thinking about anything. Finally, that grew old and tired because I grew so fat that I had rolls of fat that I would just grab and I would hate to have on me. And I literally laid in bed many evenings alone and just wanted to go into the kitchen and get some kitchen shears and cut the fat off of my body because I hated it so much and I wanted the quick fix so bad. I didn't want to work for it. I had been through many diets, and the diets just didn't seem to work. I was given a scare from God in 97 where I thought I was having a heart attack. Thankfully, I wasn't. But I had hypertension and there was pressure around my heart. So the doctor sent me to a nutritionist to learn how to eat. And that was a great thing. So I learned how to eat. I knew how to eat now properly. Wasn't in program though, so all it was another diet. So I lost 65 pounds, I got thin, but I didn't know how to plateau. I didn't know how to stop losing weight or then gain the weight right back because I didn't have anything to replace the food. So what I found again in program was that food was the very thing that was keeping me going. I needed food to cope with life. So if I was restricting myself with dieting from the very lifeline that was keeping me going, I didn't have anything else to turn to. So it only made sense that at some point I was going to give up on the dieting and turn back to food. So the hole in my soul that I had, and that's exactly what I had, I was trying to fill it with food and it was a never-ending bottomless pit. And not until I came into program did I find God replacing that. So I replaced that hole in my soul and filled it with God. But before I did that, I came into program, went to meetings, got a sponsor, and started working the steps. If I didn't work the steps, all that stuff that was, you know, I was shoving down with the food, you know, I was just shoving food down and I was covering up all the stuff that was eating at me, the steps brought all that out. And then in that empty space, God came back in and filled that space. And that's exactly what I needed. I mean, when I came in the program, I went to meetings and I heard people share and I said, gosh, I can never share like that. But you know what? I heard something I needed to hear. So I kept coming back. I had a breakthrough going to a men's spiritual retreat. It wasn't an OA retreat, but I was able to connect with my higher power at this retreat, and I was able to admit my powerlessness over food at this retreat, and I was able to do a mini fifth step, which I didn't know I was doing at the time, because I had not connected with God in about 17 years. And that little bit of connection that I was able to break through was enough to open the door to let God in. And I had willingness. I was willing to be teachable. I was willing to try something new. And I found a sponsor. And that was the key. That was my turning point. This retreat and then going and getting help, asking someone for help to help me find a sponsor. And I found the sponsor. Just happened to be a house sponsor. Doing the sugar-free, flour-free thing and weighing and measuring. And I said, you know what? I don't care because I was at my bottom and I had nowhere else to go. I didn't care. It was a man who was willing to sponsor me. And that's all that I needed at that very moment. And I was so grateful to have that person in my life. They guided me through the steps. And through that, I now have a life. But what was amazing was, I lost the weight, but, thank you. I lost the weight, so physically I was a different person. And I had to get to know myself. Because I didn't know who I was physically. I'm in this new body with a 300-pound head, and I'm looking in the mirror and seeing this 300-pound person. It was so amazing to look at this body and say, who am I? So that was a little scary, though. I didn't know who I was physically, but even worse, mentally, I didn't know who I was. See, when you go through the steps, you have this outpouring of emotion, and you realize what your defects are. Now, seventh step is I'm turning my defects over to you, God, to remove them from me. Okay. All my life, I thought I was my defects. I'm removing all these defects, all these things that I'm comfortable with, and I no longer have them anymore. So really, who am I? And that's where the fun began. When I embraced that, and I said, this is an opportunity for me. It's not, I don't have to turn back to my defects. I can move forward and find out really who I am. So I can turn to God and say, God, mold me. And your third step prayer says, build with me. So God can build me and shape me into a new person. And I'm so grateful for that opportunity because, again, one of the reasons why I'm here is that because I didn't say no to it. Because I let God, I said, God, if this is your will, I'm open to it. So that is huge for me, and that's helped me to learn who I really am. I wore many masks in my life. I had the family Bob, I had the work Bob mask, I had my friends, and I had these other friends. These two friends did mix, of course. I had the guy friends, and I had the other friends, and I wore so many masks, I forgot who I was, right? I had to remember who I was when I was with certain people. What the steps did was removed all that. All those barriers broke down, and one Bob came back together. So now I can be the same Bob and not wear any masks. And I can be that same Bob all the time, 24/7, with nothing to hide. Living in God's will all day long. And that's all that I need to do. With God, all things are possible. And I really do believe that. And I really just have to say, God, I get on my knees each morning and say, God, what is your will for me today? Remove all selfishness, self-pity, and just let me clear my mind and ask you what it is you want me to do. I ask for your guidance. And I pray all day long. I have to. Because there's a lot of things that come up each and every day that I have to deal with. But it's only life. It's only life. And as long as I can stay abstinent, I have a way to deal with life now. I have a way to work through the steps. I have people to call out to and ask for help, and I can do that now. Love being a sponsor. I learned so much from being a sponsor, and I'll share more about that later. But I get such a gift from being a sponsor. I get a gift from being here and speaking with you. I get so energized and empowered. I know I'm God-inspired, God-empowered, because you've given me the opportunity to do that. I want to share what happened just this morning when I was in meditation. I don't normally meditate, but I sat there in meditation today, and thank you, Bridget, for leading that today. I sat there, and I was thinking about what I'm going to say today. I thought about all these things that are going through my mind, and that's why I needed the meditation. But I just stayed with it. I just stayed in a moment. I was glad the meditation was more like 20 minutes than about 30 seconds because I needed all that 20 minutes. Because probably about halfway through it, as I'm sitting there meditating, God said to me, and I knew it wasn't me, because all of a sudden I felt like this feeling around my body and started lifting me up. And God said, I got you. That's all he said to me, is I got you. But of course, here I am. I got one foot still on the ground. And God said, no, let go. And I said, but wait a minute. I still got my pinky toe on the ground. I don't want to quite let it go yet. And then so God said, no, let go. And I said, but God, I'm afraid of letting go. I'm afraid of flying. I have a fear of heights. It's just let go. I'm going to take care of it. So that was a feeling I had during meditation today. And I was like, you know what? Definitely God's in control here. You know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And I'm just here along for the ride. So to close, I just want to invite you to close your eyes and pray with me the set-aside prayer. Dear God, we invite you into this room to guide and direct each of us as we seek your truth. Please set aside within each of us anything that would block us. Lay aside our prejudices about what we think we know about ourselves, this retreat, OA, OA how, compulsive overeating, the steps, and our spiritual condition. Remove our fears that we may hear you through the presenters and this retreat today. We ask that we may have a truly open mind, so that we may have a new experience with these things to come to know you better. Please help us see the truth. Amen. Amen. Thanks, everyone.